Hello, Maria. This is James, the chess teacher, maths coach, learning coach. I have a lot of different titles. You know, the one I prefer is the one called learning coach, because I got that from not a university or a college. I got that from a 13-year-old student. A young man who knew what a coach was. He was very good on the wrestling team, but he's having trouble with his algebra, and asked me for extra help one day, and I stayed after school with him and decided I would just ask him questions to see what he already knew, because, you know, I was impressed by legends that I've heard of Socrates and people of that tradition. So I began. It turned out that it worked very well with him, and at the end of the session he said to me, "You're not a teacher, Mr. Hallwell, you're the coach. You know, you're the learning coach." So that was how I got that title, and I value it more than my master's degrees, because what it is about learning. It's not about teaching. We have to look at it from the point of view of the one that's being taught, and the person is first of all a learner. The fact that he or she is being taught is less important than whether he or she is learning. As you, I'm sure, are well aware, there's a lot more teaching than there is learning in the world. And I think part of that is that we adopt the model of the teacher rather than the model of the coach. If I'm your coach, that means that you and I agree on the objective. You're not doing something because there's a curriculum that says you have to learn it. That's what a teacher or a tutor has to do. I've done that. I've been there, and I've done teaching and tutoring for many years. And there's nothing wrong with teaching and tutoring, and what I do is not that. See, and so the first step with a student is to get really clear about what the objective is. A person saying, "Well, if you entertain me with your fancy teaching and your interesting graphics and so forth, then I will learn something," you know. Then so I say, "Well, it looks like you've been programmed by Sesame Street, you see, or one of any number of websites that play a little song for you when you get a right answer. That's great. I'm glad you're learning from that." And that's not what I do. See, what we do here is called cognitive exploration. We explore all six cognitive levels. And whether we do that with the word problems of algebra, with a discovery project in finding the golden rectangle, or if we are discovering how grandmasters win at chess, or we're learning how the mind influences the brain in all kinds of ways, including unconscious ways that we need to become aware of, because those are the very things that are determining our life. It's what we tell ourselves at various levels. And so we have one of our learning coaches that is part of this faculty. Do I dare use the word faculty? Let's look for a better word. This bunch of coaches that we have hanging around in cyberspace here is a man who has been given many assignments to speak in front of people in Alzheimer's, rest homes, people who are in various stages of dementia based on various disorders, one of which, of course, is Alzheimer's, and there are many others, strokes, so forth. Anyway, his thing is memory. In fact, he offers a course with a memory back guarantee. Now, have you ever heard memory back guarantee before? I think that's an original phrase that he invented. There's a strong possibility that you may want to work with Chance. His first name is Chance. I have to ask you not to do that. I don't bother you when you're chanting. Right? I spoke to you when you were chanting. This is like chanting for me.